Oh, okay. Thank you very much, Otis. Good evening, people out there, Pacifica, listening to this. We are returning from recess of our National Finance Committee meeting of Tuesday, given that we had some work to do on the budgets that we're going to be reviewing, continue to review tonight. With that said, we would now recognize the Secretary of the National Finance Committee for roll call. Go ahead, Arpo.
Okay. Please answer up when I call your name. Jim Boyd. Alonzo Brown. Kim Kaufman.
Here.
Alberto Lera.
I'm present.
R. Paul Martin is here. Summer Reese.
Present.
Tracy Rosenberg.
Here.
Alex Steinberg. Barbara Whipperman. Laverne Williams.
Present.
Bruce Wolf.
Here.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 is a quorum.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Okay, well, as per our where we left off at Tuesday's meeting, we will continue working with the WPFW budget for possible action. As the members out there that are listening to the stream might remember, there were some issues that we needed to get back to staff to work out, continue working out, hammering out the budget. And they had a meeting yesterday, the members of the committee and the staffers.
Alberta, you mean KPFK, right?
Yeah, KPFK.
I'm sorry, KPFK. Thank you very much for the correction. KPFK. And so now we're picking up. Also, as you might be aware, repeating from our agenda that was adopted at Tuesday's meeting, we will be looking at the National Office budget and at the Archives budget as part of our continuing process. Also, there is an executive session scheduled, and we will probably go into executive session, and we will try and make this meeting as short as possible. Enjoy. At this point in time, will Summer or Kim or both motivate the results of your meetings?
Sure. Do you want to go first, Kim, or do you want me to? The net results of the last 2 days' work.
That we're all going to get prescriptions for Thorazine. That's the net result. Well, I would just like to deal with line four and line. Or I don't know. Do you want an overview, Summer?
Sure.
Still not happy with. Laverne put the listener support down. The donations below $1,000, I asked several times for it to be put down to actuals. That's still not in there. That's a $12,000 difference. That's still $535 over actuals. So it's better than the 700 we had, but
sure. You want me to go ahead and?
Yeah, you go.
Collectively we've met 6 hours telephonically since yesterday. Kim, myself, Laverne, and either the business manager, the interim general manager, or the interim assistant general manager, discussing this budget. There's just. What we perceive as board members to be a huge gap between last year's actuals and this year's optimistic projections of increased revenue. And we don't really feel they're supported by underlying data. We've brought the number down somewhat by nipping and tucking various categories that seem to have expanded since last year. And part of it, there's one accounting issue in that during fiscal 2010, I believe we adopted this in fiscal 2008 when we were going to run out of money at our station and a couple of others based on the budget. And I remember we moved the fund drives up to begin in September, so that was at the end of the previous fiscal year, so that part of that money balanced out that year. And we did that for 2 years. This past year, our station did not have a September drive and started in October. So, in theory, this accounts for lower revenues in last year because there was no portion falling in the tail end of the fiscal year in September. But I still feel that when you look year over year, there still has been a decline in revenues, not an increase, no matter how you do the accounting or what part of the year you hold the fund drive in. So,
not only that, and I want to emphasize this, every year our fund drive days have been getting longer.
Definitely.
So we're like one-third of the year in fund drive. It is killing our listeners and our reputation.
So we've tried to close the gap on what we felt was an overly optimistic projection. There are personnel issues, which we have brought up, which we'll discuss further in executive session in terms of hires having been added after we did severe cuts a couple of years ago, and we're sort of back up at, you know, a very similar number of actual people. And the feeling that, you know, on the part of management that this will result in higher revenues, and our feeling that there's nothing to support this projection.
Summer,
of higher
what's
revenue.
What's the FTE number right now that you're back up to?
Oh, God, can somebody get us? I'm not sitting in front of a computer, but if several of these people are part-timers, right? So, but, you know, collectively, if you take, like, eight part-time people, that
yeah,
easily
no,
adds
I
up
understand.
To four FTEs. So
that's why I'm asking for the FTE number. I mean,
I'd have to look at the personnel thing again. Most of these are, would not all, but some, a good number of them would probably be listed as half-time employees. But we also have the creeping 1099 issue. Who's a consultant? Who's a 1099? And are they obvious in your budget when you look at it? Do you know what I mean? Where we look at a line item
okay.
and it says one thing and it's really, oh, you mean that's so-and-so. And it may be legally okay to do that, but from a budgetary perspective, it's still added people in the building, you know. And so I don't know that we are very unhappy with this budget. We've been very unhappy with the budget process. It has had zero, and I do mean zero review by the local station board, because it wasn't even in a consumable condition even 2 weeks ago. Even yesterday, still we were still working on getting things like the CPB funds adjusted in the budget. So there have been real tangible issues at the local level in terms of producing a budget that we could look at, and then just this huge gap, and we asked for support for, you know, the rationale as to why we would be making more money this year when everybody is experiencing a real struggle to stay even and having to do more fund drives to do that. And we were really not given any reason to support that. So I believe LaVarne's brought the numbers down to something that we could live with that's higher than last year but can be accounted for by the fact that there wasn't a fund drive in September. So you can say, well, that's because they would have raised more money if we'd stuck to the old schedule. And but there's still a huge gap. So that brings us to, you know, the portion we want to cover in executive session in terms of there's got to be some kind of contingency to deal with that gap if suddenly we're not making as much money as management seems to think we will make with all the new people working for us.
Okay.
So,
I apologize for not being in front of a computer, but you know what?
That's okay. I'm not in front of a computer either, actually.
I think you can probably say in open session, what's the approximate amount of the gap as it currently stands?
About $435,000. Is that what you identified, Kim?
Well, yeah, I just added up those numbers right now. 430.
It was like 700,000 yesterday, okay?
Right.
Like some things had just doubled. Whole categories had doubled. Office supplies had gone up. I mean, printing. And again, some of these things might be justifiable. We say, well, there's a specific thing we're doing, and this is what this cost represents. But really, a lot of it is just pumped up numbers, and it just isn't supported. And we started out from a place where the numbers that were in the budget were just the budgeted numbers from before, not the actuals. And it's like, no, we've got to base this on reality. So anything we pass tonight, I do with great dubiousness of, like, we've got to have budgets because we're 4 months into the new fiscal year, but, like, the new manager's seriously going to have to look at this. We'll have some attached motions in executive session about what should happen should revenues fail. Because, you know, if you recall, this came up just a few phone calls back, that KPFK was the only station in the entire network that had a surplus last year. And it was only a mere $100,000 surplus and change. And we had no general manager position filled and no program director position filled. Those were being pitch hit by people who occupy other positions that are still in the budget. So the moment you fill that position, or if you fill both of those positions, my God, we'd be running a huge deficit like everyone else. And when you add into that various positions that, you know, and it's not, again, not to say some of this isn't necessary, but there has not been any kind of open discussion as to how we've arrived at this place and to cover it there's just a projection that we'll make more money that is not supported by last year's data. And there's no reason to, you know, we want to be conservative. We want to have expenses that are in line with what we really think we're going to make. And if we make, you know, a few hundred thousand dollars more, excellent. We can do something else. But nothing that we see happening supports that. And the budget itself has been so non-forthcoming in a fashion that is usable, that it just has not had any other local review by the Finance Committee, by the local station board. It's just like us on the phone trying
to... Well, we've had a completely recalcitrant IGM who basically just, you know, had no reason to accommodate us. Or anyone.
And, you know, and further things that can be discussed about, you know, the business management aspect of budget production, which, you know, we'll gladly cover a little of that in the closed session.
So having said all of that, can we get at least, you mentioned that you did bring down the listener support.
Yes.
So,
LaVarne, you want to cover those numbers where we've gotten in terms of...
Yes.
Shortening the gap, at least.
But you did say that the budget is $425,000 short at the moment?
No, it's not. It doesn't appear to be a deficit budget. It's that, do we support rosy projections unsupported by any...
No, it's $430,000 over last year's actuals.
Over last year's actuals, and what I'm saying is, there's nothing concrete that says this is why we're going to make an extra $500,000 this year, okay?
So that's not a gap.
It's not a gap. It's not a deficit WBAI.
It's a flyer into increased revenue.
You know what I mean? Do we really think we're going to have increased revenues of $500,000 and everyone's struggling not to lose 5%? We can agree and say we do, but we need to then have the caveat measures that say, you know, if 6 months from now we're totally not making that revenue, you got to deal with this, this, and this.
Yeah,
because it's not supported by an external reality, and frankly, if you know internally, I don't think it's supported by an internal reality that we're going to... It's just not realistic to me that we're going to make an extra $500,000 when we're going into extra innings. Our October fund drive totally came short, which is why we had a December fund drive, which totally came in well, but it ran 13 days, which is not that many, you know?
Thank you for the clarification.
Thank you. Yeah. It's not a deficit budget. Okay. It's a really optimistic budget.
Okay. That makes more sense. Okay.
We believe in ourselves at KPFK. So go ahead, LaVarne.
Okay. Thank you. As Summer said, we've spent a lot of time reviewing this with the business manager and with the staff there at KPFK, and I'd really like to thank everyone for the time that they put in, and as you guys can probably tell, I haven't slept much in the last 48 hours.
I'll bet.
So as I told everyone, you know, if we start this process next month in February for 2012, then we should have a budget completed by August. But as Summer said, so what we did is today we actually went through by fund drive each one of the fund drives that's in the budget for 2011, and also we went over the fund drives in the last year and sometime in the prior year. And Terry on the phone, Terry Guy, who's the database manager, so he had all the information there at his fingertips, so he really helped us a lot in looking at the budget. It seemed justified, but again, as the point that Kim makes is a valid point, that you still, even at that level where you achieved that level of goal, you achieved that goal in the drive, you just want to reduce your drives, your goals a little bit lower and not at that level, even though you achieved it. And that's what I was asking to do, and which is what they did, but they didn't do it to the degree that Kim wanted. And one of the points here, like Summer has said, is that with Kay, over the last 3 years, when the revenue was going down, the profits were going down, the surpluses were going down, and what they did was they moved the fund drives into that they moved the fund drives forward in order to achieve that revenue and that profit in that current year versus going over into the next year. So, and then in addition, they changed their auditors, and the auditor looked at the valuation of the pledges receivable, where he really, you know, bumped it up this huge amount, and then they had to do an adjustment the prior year. So the numbers are really funky because of of what was happening at the time. And I might add is that was the time when I knew this was coming up, and I stepped off the board, did not run, because I knew the disaster was about to hit. And as someone has said, let the enemy own the problems to come, and that's what we're going through again. So what KPFK was able to do, because they did have reasonably successful fund drives, they did have their expenses low in terms of the headcount cuts that they had made 2 years ago, that they did have some surplus before depreciation. But the final numbers, every unit lost money in 2010, except for the archives. And even there, we were making accruals based on central services, which they didn't get all of. So, again, so they did. So when Anthony sent it back, he adjusted the, it was previously at about 3,300 or a little higher, 3,003,000 on the listener support, and they adjusted it down to 3,200,000. So they brought it down 100K, and Kim thinks that, you know, although we went through this, and again, I think it's justified based on the fund drives. And Terry reported the fulfillment. We had all of those numbers. But I agree with Kim that even enjoying that, knowing what the fulfillment, we still should actually forecast a little lower than what we had achieved. So I agree with that. I don't agree with the amount that Kim says, but they started with over 100,000, and I wanted like at least 200 to 250. So that's what has happened with the budget, and so that's the primary thing that we were looking at. In addition to some of the expenses, in addition to headcount, and I tried to send out, you know, in some cases my computer is not sending stuff out. But the other issues we looked at expenses were all the expenses related to fund drive. And in our discussions, we found that some of these expenses were actually related to consultants that they had inside these numbers for, like, premiums and printing and everything that's fund drive related. And in our discussions over the last 2 days, we were able to get that information out in terms of the people who were involved in getting names and asking that this information be included on this budget sheet. So they actually, if you look at the numbers, so we were looking at an increase of about $75,000 on these fund drive related expenses. And if I look at the sheet that was just given to us today, it looks like now maybe instead of 75, it's more like it could be almost 50,000, which still is a little high.
What is this for? What line?
These are the lines that I had sent on fund drive related. You know, there were about 7-8 lines. And the two that were the big increases were the direct mail printing and the printing renewal forms. So what we'd ask Anthony to do is to look at the formulas that they're using to calculate this, because a lot of this is just formula-driven. But that is too high, and it does not reflect, we believe, what the expenses will be. And in talking with Bob, we believe that in there is not only the formula in terms of, you know, what the real cost the material would be, but they have some of the cost in there for the consultants that they are using to help work some of these the fund drives. So that's why the increase. So if I look at this now to see what the increase is, that it's probably, I think I looked at it earlier before I got on the call, I think it was about 50 versus the 75. So that's where we are with KPFK. But the other major item that Summer wants to address is the headcount, and the headcount creeping up again to I'll have to change, unlock it, and so we can pull up the numbers to see that that's a sign that, you know, that's the same type of thing that happened at KPFA, and that's why we're in the position we're in there. And Bob talked through, you know, the reasoning for some of the people and talked about, you know, what they did. But again, the issue is that we think that the increase in the of headcount is not a good sign, particularly in the economy, and in the fact that we still have $800,000 in major payables on the books here at the national office.
Pending.
But that's kind of...
Sorry.
That's it.
Oh, I just wanted to add to what LaVarne was saying, and this isn't just for our budget. This is for all budgets. I think this is like policy we should develop, but that the budgets pop out consultants and 1099 contractors, so they're easily identifiable, because I find it like it's not that you can't do it, but I don't think it should be done to lose track of headcount within line items that aren't clearly identifiable as headcount. There you go. You know, telemarketing or this or that, and you don't know that it represents that person you see at a desk doing something, because if it's not dishonest, it doesn't feel transparent, at least to board members, when you say, but what about these other three people I know who are being paid? They should be, you know, it should just be identified as categories on our budget, and it's fine, you know, a little asterisk. You can leave it in the right line item and have a little note in the assumptions that says, you know, and these three people work as 1099ers and these three people are consultants, you know, because otherwise we do this headcount game where we go, well, how many people really are working for us? And frequently they kind of change and transmute at some point in their careers with us and go from being one type of character to being another, and that also doesn't feel too transparent. So it's an issue we've identified with our budget, but I know it's an issue that's come up on other budgets as well. So I think in the long run the committee should address that as policy. Thank you.
Let me take the chair back and just add that if I remember correctly, there were some memos that have been issued by the national office that consultants will not be slided into the budgets, and that if there's any consultants there, and the national office has been discouraging consultants, and I definitely think that consultants should be up there with personnel on the personnel line item.
Thank
and
you,
not,
me too.
And not hidden inside the development line item or the fundraising line item.
Right.
Because it's not acceptable. Persons that are going to get 1099s should not be hidden in the expense side, but should be identified in the headcount as part of the salaries and related expenses, which in this particular case are 1099s, also consultants or whatever you want to call them. But that's a policy. Not that we need. That's a policy that eventually the national office is going to have to implement once we get the reins through the general managers in all of the signal areas.
Yes, yes. Policy to be like everyone informed of. So in the next budget cycle that we're about to enter, it's part of the budget process, I hope.
Okay.
Just to let you know that Arlene's on the line. I've been on for maybe 15 minutes or so. Hi, Arlene.
Hi, Arlene.
Thank you, Arlene. Hi, Arlene.
Alonzo's been on the line also.
Hey, Alonzo. Glad to have you back. Good.
LaVarne.
Good.
LaVarne.
Go ahead, LaVarne.
No, this is Kim.
Oh, go ahead, Kim.
LaVarne, line 114, that $10,000 is still not in there. Legal settlements.
And what about the CPB correction? Is it the correct
That's in
one?
There.
Okay.
Fear. It's fear. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. I'm looking at yesterday's and I'm looking at today's. So just a second. Okay, and the $10,000 that should have gone in at for the ACT UP America.
Right, that was it.
Right, on line 114, and I still want that change on line 5.
Well, Tim, they're not going to change it to what you want.
Why not?
Because it's your opinion is that it should be the same. We went through it, and I think it shouldn't be I don't think it should be the same, because the explanation on the fact that the fund drive was the total fund drive, although it didn't meet budget, it didn't meet goal, there was no fund drive in the month of August. So that income, that revenue was lower by about $300,000.
No, I'm talking about line 5.
Which was line 5, Kim, for the rest of the
report,
donations,
right?
Below.
Oh.
These are just like crazy, below $1,000 donations that come in.
I'm sorry. Yeah, we had talked about that, and that wasn't changed either.
Yes, we had talked about it several times. Line 5.
Right.
I'd be willing to go up to $25,000, but not an extra $12,000 in there.
This is probably part of the projection based on the development director position. And that is part of why we need to have some further discussion in executive session,
yes.
I think, before we can really. I would like to say, what is your final number on revenue for listener support, LaVarne? What did when we finally got done nipping and tucking the extra expense?
$3,189.60
Yeah.
I think that's too high.
It's still rather high. I don't know. Alberto, I know we need to move the agenda forward. I had kind of suggested to LaVarne that she base, you know, our central services for Kay probably on the $3 million mark, being willing to deal with that $300,000 slide from not starting the fall fund drive in September, the previous fiscal year, but not really much higher than that. I, on some levels, I'd like to, you know, even without accepting the revenue portion of KPFK, here, we're the reps from KPFK, and neither one of us really support this budget, even though we've been working on it and working on it and working on it. So, but that if we could accept that as a working hypothesis for a number, because obviously the station continues to function, whether it has a budget or not, money continues to come in and out of the place, but that we maybe go to the national office budget and the PRA budget just so we can accomplish something concrete this evening.
Right.
And then go into our executive session so we can share the rest of our qualms with you, our fellow committee members, and we can come to something we can live with that either says we pass it with, you know, reservations, or we don't pass it with suggestions or whatever, you know?
Okay.
Because I don't have a strong recommendation. Usually I have a strong recommendation that says, yeah, pass this budget. It's good. Or, and we're more closer to,
well,
you know, at least with reservations.
Okay. Well, let's go back to my original concept. That let's wrap up the income side. Let's come to terms with the income side.
Well, does anyone else have any feelings also? I'm sorry, I'll let LaVarne talk, but in just, I mean, other committee members.
Yeah,
this is Tracy for the SAC who has to go pretty soon.
Thank you. Yeah, because I'm thinking, you know, you have your own stations, we make you make cuts, and we also tell people don't make unrealistic revenue projections. So somebody else give input, please.
Tracy.
Okay, here's some input. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I think we should pass the archives budget tonight.
Good.
I think that on KPFK, I think it's a little unrealistic to say that income and expense, I mean, I hear that the $3 million mark is sounding okay with most people, perhaps a bit optimistic, but within reason. So I think on the income, what we're talking about is the donations less than $1,000, and if we can...
That's $4,000. We're talking about $400,000,
Tracy. No, it's not just that. Yeah, but go on. It's several different things. It's just more like if you add a little bit to many categories,
well,
your budget gets bigger, you know?
I
know.
This is also the fact that we've talked about it like five times, and it's still there, and it's just
I understand.
Yeah.
I'm guessing... I mean, my recollection of Kay is that it did make over $3 million most years.
No.
So I think you have to write off a certain percentage of that as indeed not putting half the September fund drive, half the fall fund drive into September.
Well, it was only like 2.8 the previous year, I think. It's only been a little, it's been close to 3 million, but not really over most years.
Okay,
recently,
I'd like to
know
when the last time was that we hit even 3 million.
In 08.
Are there any actions that are being taken to improve the fund drive, improve outreach to donors, or do you have someone working actively as a development director? In other words, is there some data or documentation supporting an increase, or is it based on nothing?
Kim, that's it's a debatable point, yes and no.
Yeah.
Depending
what
on would interpretation.
What would your opponent for those who are supporting the budget say is supporting it?
Nobody's supporting the budget. We haven't been able to get a budget out of management. That's why nobody on the LSB has been able to see it. We presented the budget several times to our LSB in terms of it's broken and the information's not even in the right categories.
I think
management presenting a budget, and it's slightly supportable. Just let me finish.
Okay.
That's what we'll discuss in
Then I think we should table this budget for executive session because revenue and expenses have a relationship with each other. And I think we should look at the archives budget and the national office budget if, in fact, we can do so, although with KPFK unsettled, that becomes a question, too.
I think
we should pass the archives budget and go to executive session.
I agree with you completely, and national office. I think that we can all, including those of us who have qualms about the present budget, agree to around $3 million as being a realistic enough projection on which to base percentages for PRA and national, because we come pretty close to
I'm taking the chair back.
There you go, Alberto. Go ahead.
Tracy.
You have coffee?
Tracy.
Go.
This is my perspective. I want for us to nod on the listener support number before we leave the topic of KPFK.
How much of a carrot cake? A carrot
cake. No, somebody's buying a carrot cake.
It sounds good, I want some.
For that carrot cake.
Coffee and carrot cake.
Hey, I'm going to a 3-hour meeting straight from work. Give me a break.
God bless you. No, we love you. I know I tried to eat something fast between phone calls, so yeah.
Carrot cake. Tracy.
We just want some.
Tracy.
I'll go back on mute. Yes.
Tracy, I was saying that what I wanted to do, if we're going to move forward, is that we firm a listener support number right now before we go into executive session, and then so that we can have that number for LaVarne to use in the archives and in the national office budget, and then we can haggle the rest of the stuff in executive session. And if we do not finish tonight, we can send it off to the next term.
I will compromise at $3 million even, not 31. $3,190,000, like 3.2 million. I'll compromise at $3 million.
I think for whatever it's worth, I think Tracy's number is a number that I can live with, but not much more than $3 million.
Yeah, it was the number I was comfortable with also because these are projections, but it's within the realm of realistic projection without getting wild, and it allows room for some growth and still trending against the tide out there. So I think it's guardedly optimistic and within reality.
Because again, well, we can talk about it when we go off into the executive session, but I mean, there's consequences with us moving forward with a $3 million listener support.
When we've had decreasing numbers for the last 2 years.
No, I'm talking about longer fund drives. I'm talking that if $3 million comes in, if we're not on $3 million,
right,
the expenses have to be less than $3 million.
Right.
And right now the expenses are pretty much higher than that by several hundred thousand.
Yeah.
How
the
much
projected
are the
expenses? Yeah.
How much are the projected expenses right now?
LaVarne, what's the total?
Where do I find the total number of that? What line?
Hold on.
What are you looking for?
The expense line. Total expenses projected on the current management budget. I mean, Alberto raises the very key issue that is, you know, do we say you have to make certain cuts, or do we just, you know, it's a very
when we had talked earlier, I said you can handle it the way you did BAI. You can say that management on the motion, you can add various the motion to pass the budget, you can
provide
add
those
right on those to say exactly
LaVarne.
That
LaVarne.
Listener support, yes.
Will you please tell us what is the projected total dollars on the expense side of the K budget?
The total dollars on the K budget
expense.
The expense is right. If you look at the first page, line 35. I'm sorry, that's not correct. It should be line it should be line 35.
LaVarne, can you tell us the number?
35 plus 46, which is 3.5 million dollars. If I can add those up, 8 and 4 and 5 and this is, and yeah, that's almost
got expenses of 3.5 million.
3.5
million.
Yeah, no wonder they're padding the budget.
And even at padding it at 3.2 million, we're still not balanced. So how
is this not an unbalanced budget? I don't understand. You told me the budget was not out of.
You also have capital, and we have our.
No, I'm asking for expenses before capital. Just the expense.
We told you that it's 3.5 million. It's right 3. There.
3.5 million.
At line 35, and you add the central services, That's 3.5 million.
So what was being left out of the discussion we were having earlier when we were only at 3.3 million?
Our poll for a fast.
No, 3.3 was just listener support.
We're not talking about revenue. We're talking about expenses.
Hold on, our
poll. We told you the expenses is $3.5 million.
Okay, then we've got a big problem.
Stop.
Yep. I agree.
You go next, Arpal.
Okay. Let me first say I am still having problems with viewing some of this, and I haven't dug down tremendously, but it appears that some of the links to other sheets.
I can't hear you. You have to speak louder. They're vacuuming here. I can't hear.
I see. Okay. I'll try this. I hope this works. I am still having problems with the spreadsheet and looking at it, because I got, you know, I have error messages, various cells, various important cells, including those expense ones we just looked at. I think it's linking to the cash flow sheet, and I think there may be a problem with the link or something in there. I don't know if everybody else is able to see, for instance, line 66 or line, 35 we just looked at. I cannot see total expenses. I cannot see income loss before capital expenses. So I just want to let people know that. And so if we could say what the numbers are at times, it would help. And let me say that even if we were to accept the 3.189 up there for listener support, I can't see the total revenue, but even if that's the 3.2 or something, 3.5 is a lot bigger.
By 300,000.
Yeah, we can.
3.6. 3.6 for the revenue.
Oh.
3.5 plus another 100,000 for capital, which makes it basically break even.
Ah, okay.
You knew somewhere that the math worked, didn't you, Arpal?
Okay, Arpal, I'm going to save this in open documents, and I'm going to send it.
Okay.
Right now.
Okay.
Alberto, may I be on the stack again?
Yes. Hold on.
Yeah. In a moment.
Let's breathe.
Thank you.
And let's take a couple of breaths. And before I let you speak, I just want to clarify. We need to get clarification. I just heard Laverne say that the income is 3.6 and the output is 3.5, and I want to know where 3.6 is coming from. And having said that, your next summer. Go ahead.
Thank you. I'll be happy to hear that as well. I have to be in all honesty, you know, one always hates to have one's own home in greater disarray than others, but I just... This budget is, we need to discuss it in executive session. I think we may simply have to, this is why Kim and I were very adamant about being based on actuals. Not because you can't do better in the coming year, but if you've had trends and they've been downward, I mean, you're safe at least looking at them. And having your expenses really outstrip that, especially when you have positions that have been unfilled for a long period of time, so people may have gotten used to having, like, that money accessible, you know, that when you fill those positions, that money's spent. Anyway, this is a very discomforting budget on so many levels. So I'd like to hear, go ahead, Laverne, but I think we may need to come to something that the committee as a whole, representing the stations from other parts of the network, thinks looks reasonable based on the performance and track record so far of our radio stations, and even with some extra initiative, how much more do you think can be raised, you know? And whatever you think of, you know, a development director position, what do you think is realistic, or new general manager in terms of producing expanded revenue, but that this budget probably, in my opinion, coming from KPFK, I'm not that comfortable passing it. My local board hasn't even seen it. It's like, just fills me full of queasiness, but I think we need to agree on something that looks realistic revenue-wise in order to do something with the national office and PRA budgets, and unfortunately that are tied to our budget. And revenue is realistic. It's just there's a huge gap. So not a huge gap, but just a gap, definitely. So go ahead,
okay.
LeVarne, explain the rest. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to rush one aspect of it, and I don't want to unnecessarily hold up another aspect of it. If we can strike some mid-ground that allows us as sensible and reasonable people to make conclusions and then have further discussion on the details, I guess is what I'm saying. Thank you.
Well, this is LeVarne. The whole budget is like, because, there wasn't any resolution, that's when I really got involved in it. So all those questions, Summer, you're going to have to try to work those through the group there at KFK.
I know.
I can direct people. I can direct people, which is what I've, given some strong advice on slow down and reduce some of the numbers and address the concerns that both you and Kim have on the budget. And that's what we've done. So at this point, I think that, this puppy is the puppy we have.
This is
and
true.
And that we need to either, the parts that are, people see an obvious issues with, a 3.5 revenue and 3.5 expenses plus including capital, that there are some issues there and that you should address the budget like you address the BAI budget. And that's what we can do tonight. And there are some issues that Summer wants to talk about in executive session. And some of those things definitely involve headcount because there you had the big reduction in 08, in November of 08, and there have been a number of positions that have been added back, and we talked about that today. So that's where we are.
And some of them may be tied directly to expanded revenue in a specific area, but that needs to be, tagged. So you say, this is totally justified because it's helping us raise more money, and this is why,
Okay. I take the gavel back. Arlene, are you there, Arlene? Arlene, are you there? Okay. Muted. That's okay. LeVarne.
Yes.
I'm going back again to that number you mentioned about 5 minutes ago, where you said it's 3.6 million income.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Give me the breakdown that adds up to 3.6 million in the document that you have before you, please.
Okay, I'll do that right now. We have listener support. It's like $3.2 million.
Okay.
The point that Kim is making is that in the actual number for 2010, the listener support was $2.8 million.
Right.
Okay. So that's where we were with
Well, it's 3.2. We still need to account for $400,000 more.
Okay, please. Okay, and then we had CPB is $250,000. So we're up to 3.2, so that's 3.450. And then we have car donations, rounds up to 100,000. So that's 3.550. And then the other is for another 50,000 is like community events, donations below $1,000. We have a little a little interest income because they have large cash reserves, usually about $500,000. And then we have a little corporate match. So there are all kinds of opportunities in there, and we kind of talked about those also. But until it's proven, as Kim says, we don't want it in there. So we had the 3.2 plus 250 in CPB plus 100 in car donations, and then the other 50 are these small numbers, donations under 1,000, a little interest income, and a little corporate match.
Okay.
Perfect. Thank you.
So two things. I have to go, and then it sounds to me like you are agreed you can live with 3.0.
Better than 3.2, but...
Well, if you're agreed that 3.0 is a number that you can live with, then I think what you've realistically got is a $200,000 gap.
Shortfall.
Mm-hmm. Shortfall. And it looks like you were showing 100,000 surplus, so maybe it's more like 150 to get a workable place. And I think that's what you have to work out in executive session.
Thank you, Tracy.
Bye.
Bless you. Do well in your election.
Thank you very much. Break the leg.
There you go.
Okay, I'm right now, R. Paul, I said I would send the open document. I have to take off the lock on this in order to send that to you. So I'm trying to find the key to change. Yeah. I can send you the document that without the lock on it. So that's what I'm looking for.
Okay, thank you.
What do we do? Do we accept the 3.2 million, or do we knock it down to $3 million and go with that as income?
I guess I could make a suggestion, Alberto.
Please.
I mean, you know, Kim and I are both much more comfortable at three, but if we take the whole accounting movement of not having part of our fund drive start in September, you know, so making last year look a little leaner than maybe it would have otherwise. I don't like the 3.2, as long as all the caveats are attached that say, you know, not reviewed by local station board or finance committee. I mean, whatever. And we go into executive session and attach some riders regarding what happens if projected revenue does not show up, okay, with, you know, the various personnel issues highlighted that are of concern to us. You know, I don't know. I'm uncomfortable with this budget, and I'll say so. But the $200,000 probably, you know, I mean, one can say I can justify $200,000 in increased revenue because of X, Y, and Z. It's just, you know, I don't know. Otherwise, it's going to be there isn't enough surplus left, you know. It will be one of those nice red budgets.
You know,
we got to figure out what to cut there, you know.
Sure. Well, let me just say this again. And, you know, we keep referring back to what is going to be happening downstream between now and September 30th with all of the ERP budgets of all the signal areas.
Right.
Obviously, there has to be some intense monitoring, so that whatever caveats we're going to come up with in executive session kick in at the right time when they're supposed to kick in.
Yeah.
But right now, the only thing that I'm trying to get to is that listener support number. I'm willing to accept the 250,000 CPB and,
mm-hmm,
you know, all those numbers
mm-hmm.
that LaVarne, but Tracy said she's not too comfortable with 3.2. She recommends 3. I am thinking 3. You are thinking 3.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what LaVarne is thinking. I haven't gotten a clear-cut idea, but she's in somewhere in there. And maybe that should be the income part of the budget that we adopt. And get that out of the way. Get that out of the way. And if we cannot resolve the rest of the expenses this evening in executive session, we can report to the board tomorrow when we talk about the KPFK budget that the only number that we are submitting to the national board is the income side, and we can explain to them that we couldn't do 3.2, that we could only do 3, and therefore the total estimated income for that we are sending for the national board is $3.3 million, which includes the breakdowns that LaVarne had already indicated, $250,000 from CPB, $100,000 from the cars, et cetera.
So it's like 3.4, actually, by the time we're done with all the extras, which is still
right.
Something to work with there.
Yeah.
I'm comfortable with that, Kim, the 300. I mean, it's what all of us sort of agreed we could live with. And
with 300?
$3 million.
The $3 million, I mean. Yeah,
oh, I've said for the last, you know, 20 minutes, I'm comfortable with 3. I mean,
well,
I'm willing to go there.
Yeah, shall I move to accept the $3 million as the listener support income statement of KPFK and the other portion?
I mean, I'm not happy about it, but, you know, I think
it's within shooting.
Well, the challenge, Kim, is going to be in keeping the expenses to this number. And that's
right.
Something that you guys that you guys are going to have to be overseeing pretty much on a monthly basis. I don't know. And maybe, again, like you keep saying, Kim, as soon as we get the general manager, we might be able to get a better working relationship to monitor the expense side. But we'll talk about the expenses in executive session. Paul, can you note the fact that we have a motion before this body on the KPFK budget, and that the only number before us is that the listener support for KPFK will not be 3.2, but only $3 million of listener support, plus the other numbers that LaVarne read a little while ago, $250,000 worth of CPD, $100,000 worth of cars, and whatever other numbers.
Hold on.
But you don't need to make it that extensive. Right.
Just the other portions of the income.
Yeah, just that we have a motion for 3 million listener support.
But first I need to know who's making the motion.
Summer.
Summer is.
Oh, of course. I'm popular already. Come on. You know I'll make it.
All right. And what I have is the NFC accepts up to $3 million of listener support on the KPFK FY11 budget.
Yes.
That's it?
And all other portions of the income or revenue statement for the budget be accepted. The other assumptions.
Okay.
That's the only portion we're changing. I mean, the CPB has already been decided and stuff.
All right. I have up to the. Up to that of the KPFK FY11 budget, comma, and give me the rest of that.
Other income categories accepted as stated in the budget.
With the other income categories accepted as stated in the budget.
Yeah.
The NFC accepts up to $3 million of listener support on KPFK FY11 budget with the other income categories.
Remaining as stated in the budget.
The other income categories accepted as stated in the budget.
There you go.
All right.
It might be a little clunky grammatically. It's not the best English novel we've ever written, but it'll work.
The NFC accepts up to $3 million of listener support on the KPFK FY11 budget with the other income categories, accepted as stated in the budget. Okay.
Is that close enough with all other income categories accepted as stated in the budget? I mean, we're not arguing over CPB or cards or any.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, we've already gotten the CPB down to actual.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
That figure is our actual for 2011.
And it's part of the reason we're more conservative is because actual listenership is down and actual CPB funding is down. Therefore, we need to build back up, but we must be, reasonable and sober.
And look. I mean, we all have to realize that CPB may not be around in a year.
Never mind those eventualities. Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay, guys.
Or maybe severely cut.
Is LaVarne back on the phone? Or?
I haven't left. I'm still here. I'm trying to remove the locks off the spread. Protection on these spreadsheets.
Yeah, because you were manipulating the computer. I was just wondering if you were still somewhere within earshot of the telephone.
Oh, yeah, I do five. I do minimum five things at one time.
That's why you get the big bucks. Okay. So you are fully aware of the motion before the body, LaVarne?
Absolutely.
Okay. Are there any other comments so that we can get out of this this area of discussion? Do I hear any objections to the motion? Paul, do I hear any objections from Alonso? Are you back on the call, Bruce Wolf?
I am here.
Okay.
No objection.
Okay. Alonso, are you still there, sir?
No objection from Alonso.
Okay. Thank you, Alonso. Thank you. Well, hearing no objections from the members of the National Finance Committee, the income side of the KPFK budget is adopted as stated in the motion that will now go to the National Board
for their review and possible action at tomorrow's Pacifica National Board meeting. Thank you very much, and let's move on. Now that you
can I ask a question? So does that mean, LaVarne, that you're going to change that number?
I'm not going to change it. I have to change it tonight. Tell me exactly.
$3 million as opposed to $3,192,000 on the listener support number.
We it's 3189, so we're saying it should be $3 million even.
Right. $3 million even.
So I'll just have to put I can't put a line in. Well, you know what? I can use another line. No, but it's listener support. actually, website income should be in there. So I think I'm going to put the reduction on website income.
Okay.
What do you mean reduction?
From 3,182,000 to 3 million. That difference. She's going to put it on that side little formula there on the screen on the Excel spreadsheet.
I don't understand why the numbers can't just be changed, but...
Well, and why is it appearing in website income? Because that might give somebody the wrong impression that somehow we've lost money in website.
Yeah, why can't we just put $3 million in? You changed it down to 3.1 earlier today.
Because it's a formula.
I didn't change it. Anthony changed it. You know, I as CFO, I don't really want to change anyone's numbers, because then it becomes LaVarne's budget.
Uh-huh. So can you instruct Anthony to do that in the morning?
Well, just point of information.
We need to see it tonight.
Please.
Well, there is one issue, of course. By doing this, of course, we've just thrown their budget out of whack because there isn't much surplus in there.
Well, no, we're going to go into executive session.
I know. So I guess what I'm saying is the budget could go as it is because it's already incomprehensible enough and with enough problems with opening cells and stuff.
Right.
And that we have to just attach this stuff. Our Paul, we must impose upon you as our erstwhile secretary to just, like, write this stuff up and attach it with this thing we're going to call a budget and send down.
Yeah.
And we'll try to hack away at it and just send these as little amendments and attachments to say, you know, this is what we said here, because it's true. I think at this point in time, messing around with cells
that tie into
each other and something else will go out of whack and suddenly they'll have red circles everywhere. No, let's just send it and say, here's
just
where we
changed
it. Just
send it like that, yes.
You know, we just have to attach it all in the same email so it says, this is where we tackled the listener support issue and here's where we tackled it in the expense lines where we thought this looked a little unreasonable based on, you know, last year or so. Anyway, it's the best I can think of because we've got to expedite anybody looking at any of this, frankly. So that's my thing.
I think so, too.
In Alberto?
Yes, sir.
Bruce. Yeah, I agree. Because actually, after what LaVarne said, it suddenly occurred to me that we can say that we think that listener support number should be $3 million even, and that's what we're recommending as the NFC in our motion. But it's true, we can't really change the budget that was made by other people.
Sure.
We can always just say, they're turning in this budget, and we say this is what the number should be. But they would have to, it shouldn't
adopted.
Go back.
Adopted.
Yeah. They need to also be notified, the IGM and the...
Right. Well, they're not going to do it. They're simply not going to do it.
They may not do it, but they need to be notified that after review, this is what the National Finance Committee said, and we can pass it on. But you're right, we can't really change their budget because that would be...
Well, it has to be worked anyway.
Doing, right? We don't write their budgets.
Yeah.
We just...
Well, and also the PNB can look at it and disagree with us and agree with management or agree with us and say, that makes sense, you know.
So.
Okay.
Of course we can change it. The NFC has changed BAI budgets for years and years. in fact, the first budget 7 years ago got changed.
Paul.
If we want to. I'm not saying we have to, but I'm just saying, you know.
It can be done. But the only thing we're saying, Paul, is that we've got.
I just wanted to make sure that people didn't think we really couldn't.
No, we're just thinking practically.
No, but because because tomorrow we're working tonight for tomorrow's national board meeting, and you know we don't want to mess more. You know, that's all. You know, if we had a month or so to work this files,
the practical problem.
Okay. So
are we unlocking files, continue to unlock files, LaVarne, over there in your computer?